European Union and Save the Children officials say 6.7 million euro project will directly benefit more than 370,000 people, including over 190,000 children under the age of 5 in Khartoum, Blue Nile, Central Darfur, South Kordofan, and West Darfur states. The project targets most vulnerable, including displaced persons affected by conflict, especially children who are at most risk of malnutrition and diseases. During the project period, Save the Children will provide access to life-saving and life-sustaining healthcare and nutrition services across 24 health facilities, as well as disaster preparedness activities. It will also include training for community volunteers who will identify potential hazards and possible solutions. Speaking during a launch of the program in Khartoum over the weekend, Wim Fransen, head of the EU's humanitarian aid operations in Khartoum, said the project will support families in hard-to-reach communities of some of the most conflicted affected states.
This program is indeed to try to improve the access for crisis-affected vulnerable children and their families, including people with disabilities, to improve their access to life-saving health, nutrition and protection services, as well as provide some basic needs assistance, livelihoods and disaster preparedness through integrated services.
By supporting Save the Children and other humanitarian groups, Fransen says the EU is helping alleviate the challenges faced by thousands of displaced refugees and host communities in Sudan. Speaking at the same event, Save the Children's country director Arshad Malik said his agency is working to fulfill its promise to transform the lives of children, especially the most vulnerable and marginalized in Sudan, who have been affected by communal conflict, the worsening economic crisis, and disasters exacerbated by climate change.
Save the Children teams are at the moment on ground in River Nile, where we are doing mobile clinics in the state in a few localities. We are also at the moment supporting a Managil locality in Jazira State, where our teams are also working with a local partner, Sadakat, to deliver health, nutrition, and wash services as well as child protection.
Malik says Save the Children is also assessing the impacts of flooding in Khartoum. Speaking by phone from Jebel Moon locality in West Darfur State, Muhammad Ibrahim, director of the Social Development Department, says he expects hundreds of local communities displaced by conflict to benefit from the project. Ibrahim says communities in Jebel Moon and surrounding villages have suffered from lack of basic services due to the repeated intercommunal attacks, which forced many aid agencies to suspend operations.
They left most of these areas, such as Himema and other important areas along the border with Chad. There's a need for resuming operations there. In Salea, a renovation was made to the health facility there and one medical doctor was provided, in addition to a social insurance center. The only lack of services is within the displacement camps.
Jebel Moon had witnessed on and off intercommunal clashes since last year, killing dozens of people, injuring scores of others, and displacing thousands of families. In June, the United Nations World Food Programme in Sudan warned against looming hunger in the country, with nearly 15 million people, or about a third of the nation's population, facing acute food insecurity. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.